This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning, everyone. I will call Senate Local Government to order. Want to remind everyone to sign in. Welcome our internet greeters. And we have some new pages this morning. Would you come up and introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about your future plans?
Hi, I'm Maddie Jones. I'm from Pierre. I'm undecided on where I'll attend school next year, but I plan to major in biology.
Very good.
My name is Audrey Cope. I'm from St. Thomas More in Rapid City, and I know I want to study political science, but I don't know what school.
Very good. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Sydney Swanson. I'm from Wabe. I plan to attend South Dakota State University for pre-vet animal science with a minor in ag business, and then attend Iowa State University for veterinary medicine.
All right, thank you. Very good. I guess we need to call the roll.
Senator Kamak.
Here.
Hewing.
Here.
Killer, excused. Maher.
Here.
Nelson.
Here.
Youngberg.
Here.
Langer.
Here.
Six of seven.
We have a quorum. I would, at this time, we have minutes to approve.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Senator Kamak, seconded by Senator Ewing for approval of the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. First item on our agenda this morning is House Bill 1087, authorized the recovery of attorney's fees in civil actions relating to highway obstructions. Do we have proponent testimony?
Madam President?
Yes.
Representative Tolson had asked me to come get him. He's the sponsor of the bill, and he'll be, the page is gone to get him right now. So.
Oh, okay. Do you want to go ahead, Senator, and start, or should we wait for...
He asked me to go ahead and
start.
Oh,
he did. Okay.
Okay.
But he didn't give me his cars.
Oh. Okay. Go ahead.
Good morning, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. Senator Jim Stalzer from District 11. And I will give you a brief rundown of this while we're waiting for the representative. Basically, when someone damages the public roadways, right-of-ways, or bridges, the municipalities, counties, and townships believe they should be able to recover their attorney fees as well as be made whole for the damage done to their property. And I will let Representative Tolson go into details.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony. Good morning, Representative.
Well, good morning. Representative Bert Tolson from Lake Norton, District 2. It's great to be here. Great day to be a legislator, isn't it? Let's make it a great day, okay? I don't have any props today, so I just go on here, okay? Is that okay, Senator Youngberg? Okay, thank you. It's good to see you all. Again, my name is Representative Bert Tolson. I bring you House Bill 1087. I'm going to explain the bill a little bit. I'll try to make it simple. HB 1087 is a bill to recover local transportation funds, tax funds, when a person intentionally or maliciously damages a highway, bridge, or highway right-of-way. The governing body responsible for the highway, the city, county, township, or road district, has a duty to repair the roads or remove the obstruction to restore the safety of the driving public. Then if the individual doesn't repay the cost of the damages, the governing board must go to court to recover the damages. Under current law, the court cannot award attorney fees for the governing body. This bill just simply makes sure that townships, counties, cities can collect attorney's fees in addition to the damages, making sure our local governments are held harmless. So I'll stand by for any questions, and it's so good to be here. So Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Any further proponent testimony on House Bill 1087? Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I'm Dick Howard, representing the South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships. This bill comes to you as a result of a resolution that was adopted by the membership of the Township Association at their annual meeting last December. So the townships brought the bill. It was amended in the House to make sure it was clear that counties and cities also would get the attorney fees if they were awarded by the court. So this just gives the judge the authorization to put attorney fees onto the amount to be collected in addition to the actual costs that the governing body spent to repair the damage that was done. So it's fairly straightforward. As Representative Tolson said, if a road or bridge or the ditch or anything is damaged, by state law, the governing body has to repair that as quickly as they can for public safety. Also, driver safety is probably the highest priority of all of the local governing bodies in keeping their people safe. So they repair the damage, or this also covers obstructions. If someone puts an obstruction on the road, that has to be removed. So if they do the work and the person who caused the damage isn't willing to settle, then they have to go to court. Normally, these things are settled outside of court. But when they do have to go, this proposal would allow them to collect the attorney fees from have the other party pay their attorney fees in addition to the cost of repair. We think the bill would provide some incentive for the person to settle if he had the possibility. We'd have to pay the attorney fees for the local government. So we feel it's a good bill in that it puts the money that is spent for repairing it, if the full amount would come back to the local government and it would go into their highway fund and could be used to repair maintenance and construction of their highway system. So with that, I would ask for your support on... I could give you a couple of examples, I guess, on some of the things we're talking about. Here's just an example. A tandem truck was being driven on a wet township road, and he slipped into the ditch and rolled over. The owner went back out later to remove the truck by himself, and when he was trying to pull it up out of the ditch, he scraped, made big, deep gouges on the road and ruined the surface for a few hundred yards, I guess. So that's one type. In terms of obstructions, there was an overweight truck on a county road. He was hauling gravel, and he knew he might be overweight a little bit. And so when a highway patrol was following him closely, he just dumped a load of gravel on the road and in the ditch. So that would be an obstruction. This one happens fairly frequently. A driver will go around a barricade that's been posted on a gravel road, posted because it was wet and not suitable to be traveled on. A person goes around the barricade and goes on the road and tears it up, and sometimes they get stuck down there and want the landowner to pull them out, but those are the types of damages we're talking about. If it's just an accident, if a person is driving carefully and they slide into a bridge or something and do some damage, in those cases, their personal liability insurance would cover that. So we're not talking about the accidental things. Okay, I'll be around for questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further proponents? Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. Will Mortensen representing the municipal leagues. We think this bill is pretty narrow, but is an important step to making sure that the municipalities and local governments more generally can be made whole. I think the bill hits, like I say, a pretty narrow set of acts that are either intentional harm or something where there's clearly some wrongdoing. And so we support it, again, for making sure that local governments can remain whole after these acts. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any further proponents? Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Eric Erickson with the South Dakota Commissioners Association. We also rise in support of the bill for the reasons mentioned by the sponsors, Mr. Howard and Mr. Mortensen, and ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents? Seeing none, any opponents to House Bill 1087? Seeing none, we'll waive rebuttal and open up for committee questions. Any questions? No questions. I will move to discussion and or action.
Madam Chair.
Senator Kamak.
Move do pass.
Second.
I have a do pass motion by Senator Kamak, seconded by Senator Ewing. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Kamak.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Killer, excused. Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Nay.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Motion passes and it will go to the Senate floor. Thank you for that. We have gone to our... You may have a word, Representative Tolson.
Well, thank you so much, and it's good to see you all, Senator Ewing, Kamak, Youngberg, Committee Secretary, LRC staff, Senator Maurer, Ryan, Senator Nelson, and so good to see you, Chris. So thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome. Thanks for coming to visit us. All right, moving on, we'll go to House Bill 1098, revise certain provisions regarding the notice requirements of county commissions in authorizing installation of utility lines along and across highways. Good morning, Representative Shane Fish.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Kyle Shane Fish, representative for District 19. Currently, the Board of County Commissioners is authorized to grant the right to erect and maintain electrical lines, underground cables, phone lines, and rural water pipelines over public highways. And this authorization includes roads such as township roads, road districts, and other local public roads. Currently, when the county auditor has to present the application to the Board of County Commissioners at a regular or special meeting and give notice to interested parties of the date, time, and place where the application will be heard. And what this bill does, it would require the county auditor to also give notification to any public entity having jurisdiction over that road, such as a township. And it won't change the permitting process at all. Application will still be submitted to the county commissioner, and the county will continue to issue the permit. So it's basically just the...
Go so on.
Basically just the notification bill, and I'd ask for your favorable consideration of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents for House Bill 1098? Seeing none, is there any opponents? No opponents. I will waive rebuttal and open it up for a committee question. Did you want to be a proponent?
I'm a proponent.
That's fine. That's fine.
I support the bill.
All right. Committee questions?
Also, it came.
Okay, thanks. I do have a question, Representative Shane Fish. Good morning. Can you just explain to the committee what was the premise for this bill? Why did you bring it?
It was at the annual township meeting. It came by through a resolution, became part of their platform that they wanted to be able to be notified, and if they so chose, came to come to the meeting and have give their opinion on it or just have a say or be aware of any possible utility lines coming over their township roads.
Okay, thank you. Further committee questions? Seeing none, I will close committee testimony and open up for discussion and or action. Senator Ewing.
Madam Chair, I would move due pass on House Bill 1098.
I have a due pass motion by Senator Ewing, a second by Senator Youngberg. Discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Kamak.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Killer, excused. Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Six yeas.
This bill passes and goes to the floor. Any further action?
Madam Chair, I move consent.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to put this on the consent calendar. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? This will be placed on our consent calendar. Thank you, everyone. Any further committee discussion or questions? With that, we are done with our calendar, and I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Senator Kamak, seconded by Senator Maher. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.